Okay, this is Wednesday evening, 9/7/22, and we're going to start with part two. Now, what did we say it was? Current events in the light of God's Word. This is biblical, part two. All right, this is going to be the checklist that we're going by. This was forwarded from Rattle Trap, 1776. It says, President Trump extended his power as president via law and order of the Constitution via executive orders 13848, which we looked at last week, 13959, 13958, 13919, 13885, National Emergencies Issued, Presidential Emergencies Issued, both unaddressed by Congress. We saw through that act that Congress didn't act on it. He had no choice to do but what he did. President Emergency Active Document, he had a PEED, P-E-A-D. The Stafford Act, Presidential Emergencies Act, Title 10, Title 32, 10 U.S. Code 246, 10 U.S. Code 12406, 47 U.S. Code 606, War Powers of the President, and Articles 2 and 4 of the Constitution. Laws are laws, orders are orders, plain and simple. So what Derek is saying here, he's saying everything the president did is out in the open for everyone to see. Anyone can go and look at these documents, copy them off, and read them and know exactly the plan and exactly what's happening without all this Twilight Zone stuff. Oh, we don't know what's going on. All these truthers, blah, 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 blah. No, you can find out for yourself. But this is the guideline we're going to be using. All right. This is from Kabbalah Guru. He said, for the newbies, Q is a United States military intelligence operation working hand-in-hand with the President of the United States. Some could easily argue that Donald J. Trump was hand-chosen years ago by the United States military to aid them in this critical and historic operation. Q is not a single person, but a team of high-ranking persons with Q-level security clearance executing operations that have been planned for many years, called the plan. Some, like Joe M. has his video called the plan. Some of the objectives are a massive information dissemination program meant to, one, expose massive global corruption and conspiracy to the people, second, cause the people to research further to aid further in their great awakening, and B, root out corruption, fraud, and human rights violations worldwide, and C, return the Republic of the United States to the constitutional rule of law and also return the people worldwide to their own rule. In short, the Q operation is the greatest criminal sting and anti-treason sedition event in world history. It certainly does appear that we as a country are lawfully living out the Declaration of Independence once again. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That's from the Declaration of Independence. Due to the classified nature of much of the information evidence Q team holds, they cannot just come right out with it. However, they can drop breadcrumbs that the people often, the 8chan Anons, can dig into and help us all discover the truth. Further, it must be understood that the enemies in this war are monitoring Q as well. Therefore, some of the information Q drops is strategically misinformation, disinformation. Think military game theory, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Sure, none of us want to filter through and try to discern truth from falsehood. However, these warfare tactics really cause we the people no harm when they must be used. However, they are devastating to the enemy and a necessary part of warfare. Military planning at its finest. Okay. Good article. All right. We were looking at, I was going to read to you these Q posts, that they are biblical. It was, all right, Q 1455. I don't know how far we got last week, so I'll just read it. This was on 6/11/18. I have prayed the Lord would help them all to be on the same page. This is natural and it is spiritual. From Q, which is military intelligence, we see, I believe what we've been praying they would see. It is biblical. President Trump is Q plus, and God told us to stay on MAGA, the Trump team, Jesus team. That's what the Lord gave me. Where we go one, we go all. I read to you Executive Order 13848. On September 12, 2018, Derek Johnson brought this intel. From my understanding, Congress is to act on the executive orders of the president, not a future Congress, but the current sitting Congress per the executive order. They did not do this. If you notice here, this executive order was signed 2 years before the 2020 election. It was to go into effect the day of the election, 11/3/20. This was prior to the 2018 midterm elections. They knew what they would do. The Q posts, we have it all. For more FYI from Derek Johnson. Some are wondering why the yellow fringe is still on the flag. This means that the military is in control. Now when you see any flag anywhere with that yellow fringe, just know that he or the military is in control. Okay. Right, executive order. This is April 0, 2020. Read, this is more from Derek. Never before in our history has all 50 states been activated at the same time. The governors do not have control of the military, and certainly Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, does not. Governors can attain help in state emergencies by request through channels. The only one that can activate the military is the commander-in-chief. All right, Executive Order 13959, November 12, 2020. Short version of the executive order. Remember, all the ships on each of our coasts not being able to make port. They sat out there for weeks. This is why military law of the sea. Our president wants everything done by the law. He through his executive orders is doing just that. Since this executive order, over 300 CEOs have stepped down. Executive Order 13958, November 2, 2020. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start reading some of these. The next one. All right, we did 13848. This is a short version of the 13848. Imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Okay. All right. These were the Q posts that I was going to read to you that we have it all in it. And they're dark. So let me see here if I can. I don't think I'm going to read it. It's just too dark for me to read it. But anyway, there's many of them that say we have it all. Okay. All right. This is Executive Order 13919. Ordering the selected reserve of the armed forces to active duty on April 30th, 2020. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Section 12304 of Title 10, U.S. States Code, and having determined that it is necessary to augment the regular armed forces of the United States for a named operational mission, specifically the Enhanced Department of Defense Counter-Narcotic Operation in the Western Hemisphere, I hereby order as follows. Section 1, Activation Authority. The Secretary of Defense is directed to order to active duty for not more than 365 consecutive days any units and any individual members not assigned to a unit organized to serve as a unit of the selected service under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of Defense, not to exceed 200 selected reservists at any one time, as he considers necessary. Section 2, General Provisions. Nothing in this order shall be construed to impair or otherwise affect the authority granted by law to an executive department or agency or head thereof, or the functions of the director of the Office of Management and Budget relating to budgetary administrative or legislative proposals. This order shall be implemented consistent with applicable law and subject to the availability of appropriations. This order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit substantive or procedural enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, or entities, its officers, employees, or agents, or any other person. Signed, Donald John Trump. Okay. This is Executive Order 139-59. Addressing the threat from securities investments that finance Communist China or Chinese military companies. This was put into place on November the 12th, 2020. By the authority vested in me as President by the Constitution and the law of the United States of America, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, 50 U.S.C. 1701. IEEPA, the National Emergencies Act, all these little letters, 50 U.S.C. 1601, and Section 301 of Title III United States Code. I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the People's Republic of China, PRC, is increasingly exploiting United States capital to resource and to enable the development and modernization of its military, intelligence, and other security apparatuses, which continues to allow the PRC to directly threaten the United States homeland and United States forces overseas, including by developing and deploying weapons of mass destruction, advanced conventional weapons, and malicious cyber-enabled actions against the United States and its people. See, this is how they basically stole the election. If you watch what Mike Lindell did and how he showed all the cyber attacks. This is a different war. It's not with so much, which I know there are military operations going on, but it's not like we pick up arms to bear. This is, you know, whoever has the best technology wins pretty well. But they've infiltrated, China's infiltrated the United States, the universities in different places to sabotage everything, steal our intellectual property. That's why Trump had to cut them off. Key to the development of the PRC's military intelligence and other security apparatuses is the country's large ostensibly private economy. Through the National Strategy of Military Civil Fusion, the PRC increases the size of the country's military industrial complex by compelling civilian Chinese companies to support its military and intelligence activities. This is the sole purpose of the CCP. That's Communist China. That's not the real people. It's like people like all Americans are bad. No, they're not. We have a deep state. So does China. Those companies, though remaining ostensibly private and civilian, directly support the PRC's military intelligence and security apparatuses and aid in their development and modernization. At the same time, those companies raise capital by selling securities to United States investors that trade on public exchanges, both here and abroad, lobbying United States index providers and funds to include these securities in market offerings and engaging in other acts to ensure access to United States capital. In that way, the PRC exploits United States investors to finance the development and modernization of its military. I therefore further find that the PRC's military-industrial complex, by directly supporting the efforts of the PRC's military intelligence and other security apparatuses, constitutes an unusual and an extraordinary threat which has its source in substantial part outside the United States to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. To protect the United States homeland and the American people, I hereby declare a national emergency with respect to this threat. Accordingly, I hereby order, Section 1A, the following actions are prohibited. I, beginning 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 11, 2021, any transaction in publicly traded securities or any securities that are that are derivative of or are designed to provide investment exposure to such securities of any Communist Chinese military company as defined in Section 4AI of this order by any United States person and beginning 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the date that is 60 days after a person is determined to be a Communist Chinese military company pursuant to Section 4A. IIOIII of this order, any transaction in publicly traded securities or any securities that are derivative of or are designed to provide investment exposure to such securities of that person by any United States person. You know, one of our senators, she's exiled to China, Feinstein. Had a Chinese spy as her driver for 20 years. What do you think he heard? Notwithstanding, Subsection AI of this section, purchases for value or sales made on or before 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on November 11, 2021, solely to divest in whole or in part from securities that any United States person held as of 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 11, 2021 in a Communist Chinese military company as defined in Section 4AI of this order are permitted. C. Notwithstanding Section AII of this section, for a person determined to be a Communist Chinese military company, pursuant to Section 4A of this order, purchases for value or sales made on or before 365 days from the date of such determination, solely to divest in whole or in part from securities that any United States person held in such person as of the date 60 days from the date of such determined are permitted. The prohibitions in subsection A of this section apply except to the extent provided by statutes or in regulation orders, directives, or licenses that may be issued pursuant to this order, notwithstanding any contract entered into or any license or permit granted before the date of this order. Section 2A, any transaction by a United States person or within the United States that evades or avoids, has the purpose of evading or avoiding, causes a violation of, or attempts to violate the prohibition set forth in this order is prohibited. Any conspiracy formed to violate any of the prohibitions set forth in this order is prohibited. You see what he's doing? He's cutting off all the infiltration avenues that our own citizens have conspired with China. In other words, they're behind the scenes selling our secrets. The Secretary of the Treasury, after consultation with the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Director of National Intelligence, and the heads of other executive departments and agencies, as deemed appropriate by the Secretary of the Treasury, is hereby authorized to take such actions, including the promulgation of rules and regulations, and to employ all powers granted to the President by IEEPA to carry out the purpose of this order. The Secretary of the Treasury may, consistent with the applicable law, redelegate any of these functions within the Department of the Treasury. All agencies shall take all appropriate measures within their authority to carry out the provisions of this order. B. Rules and regulations issued pursuant to this order may, among other things, establish procedures to license transactions otherwise prohibited pursuant to this order. But prior to issuing any license under this order, the Secretary of the Treasury shall consult with the Secretary of the State, Secretary of Defense, and the Director of National Intelligence. Section 4 definitions for purposes of this order. A. The term Communist Chinese Military Company means any person that the Secretary of Defense has listed as a Chinese or Communist Chinese military company operating directly or indirectly in the United States or in any of its territories or possessions pursuant to Section 1237 of Public Law 105 through 261 as amended by Section 1233 of Public Law 106, 398, and Section 1222 of Public Law 108 through 375 as of the date of this order, and as set forth in the annex to this order, until such time as the Secretary of Defense removes such person from such list. Any person that the Secretary of Defense, in consultation with the Secretary of the Treasury, determines is a communist Chinese military company operating directly or indirectly in the United States or in any of its territories or possessions, and therefore list as such pursuant to Section 1237 of Public Law 105 through 261 as amended by Section 1233 of Public Law. All these laws and sections. All right. It says until the Secretary of Defense removes such person from this said list, or any person that the Secretary of the Treasury publicly lists as meeting the criteria in Section 137B4B of law, or publicly lists as a subsidiary of a person already determined to be a communist Chinese military company, until the Secretary of the Treasury determines that such person no longer meets the criteria and removes such person from such list. In other words, they can't do business with us anymore. The term entity means a government or instrumentality of such government, partnership, association, trust, joint venture, corporation, group, subgroup. That's what I was saying. Tell Bobby to get his stuff out of China. Subgroup or other organization. C, the term person means an individual or entity. D, the term security and securities include the definition of security in Section 3A.10 of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. All right, I'm going to skip some of these numbers. All right. Except that currency or any note, draft, bill of exchange, or banker's acceptance, which has a maturity at the time of issuance of not exceeding 9 months, exclusive of days of grace, or any renewal thereof, of the maturity of which is likewise limited, shall be a security for purposes of this order. The term transaction means the purchase for value of any publicly traded security. And the term United States person means any United States citizen, permanent resident, alien, entity organized under the laws of the United States or any jurisdiction within the United States, including foreign branches or any person in the United States. All right, Section 5, the Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the Secretary of State, and as appropriate, the Secretary of Defense is hereby authorized to submit the recurring and final reports to the Congress on the national emergency declared in this order, consistent with Section 401C of the NEA, 50 U.S.C. 1641C, and Section 204C of IEEPA, 50 U.S.C. 1703C. Section 6, General Provisions. A, nothing in this order shall be construed to impair or otherwise affect the authority granted by law to an executive department or agency or the head thereof, or the functions of the director of the Office of Management and Budget relating to budgetary, administrative, or legislative proposals. B, this order shall be implemented consistent with applicable law and subject to the availability of appropriations. C, this order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit substantiated to procedural enforcement at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agency, or entities. In other words, they can't sue its officers, employees, or agents, or any other person. Donald John Trump. Do you see how he's cutting off every avenue that has infiltrated our country, caused it to be the way that it is? Yeah. You know, most people don't know what you know. All right. This was issued in 2021, January 13, 2021, Executive Order 13974, amending Executive Order 13959, addressing the threat from security investments that finance communist Chinese military company. So this is just kind of the short version of that. So, okay. All right. You just tell me when an hour's about up, okay? This is Executive Order 13959. Executive Order 13959 is a U.S. presidential executive order signed on November 12, 2020 by President Donald Trump. Its stated goal is addressing the threat from securities investments that finance communist China's military companies by, can't even say the person's name. So this is another part of that, all right. This is Executive Order 13958. This is the executive order establishing the President's Advisory 1776 Commission. This is addressing all the garbage that's being pushed on our children, all this critical race theory or selective emotional learning or whatever you want to call it now. Do I have time to read this? How long did I spend on the other?
17:25.
Well, let's just call it. I'll just pick up with this next time. I'm kind of getting, I've taught this morning, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.